This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hi, welcome to our podcast, Above Deck, a Below Deck Breakdown podcast. I'm Sarah Goldman, coming to you from my home office here in Charleston, South Carolina, and with me is my college roommate and co-host, Kelly.
I'm Kelly Busby, a former radio host and the person who is single-handedly trying to bring back the classic scents to Bath & Body Works. You know, the pear, berry, sun ripe, and raspberry, country apple. Coming to you from my home studio in Columbus. Together, we hosted the Socks with Sandals radio show on WFAL in Bowling Green, Ohio, and we are back at it again this week to discuss Below Deck and our love of all things Bravo. Today, we'll be discussing Below Deck Med Season 8, Episode 16. Guess who's coming to dinner?
Here's your finale recap. The guests are treated to a foam party and a red carpet surf and turf dinner. Captain Sandy has dinner with the crew, and the last night out turns into a sloppy revenge-kissing night. The crew departs after a challenging season. Kelly, what do you think about the finale?
I looked at the charter guests completely different during this episode, particularly Jeff and Stephanie. But other than that, I thought it was an okay episode. They rushed through it like they have been lately for the finales, but it's all right.
Yeah, they did give plenty of time for the crew night out. I kind of noticed that.
Yeah, that was nice.
Which was good. So when the episode starts out, it's the second day of the On the Dark Dock Charter, as we're calling it. Jack's on the phone with Natalia, and she plans to come for a drink on the last night out.
This is going to go so sideways, like, of course. And it's going to happen so fast, because not only is she talking to Jack, but she's also talking to Luca, and she's talking to Lara. So it's going to get out. I know he thinks that she's being sneaky with him, but of course, in true Natalia fashion, she's being sneaky with everybody.
Yes. So everything is going to fall onto me with this last day, because the guests can't do water sports. So she arranges to have a pool party for the guests with foam. And she and Kyle are going to take the guests to Portofino for lunch and shopping. And then Lily and Max are going to set up the foam party. And then Jess is going to stay behind and be cleaning, setting up for this red carpet dinner.
Timmy is handling this all very well, at least on the outside. On the inside, I'm sure she is screaming like crazy, but she is doing very well.
Yeah, definitely. So Max is goofing around. He has a pirate hat on deck. He's hanging from things. And he looked like Sloth from Goonies when he slides down the sail, like with the knife. Right?
Where did the hat come from?
I don't know.
But he did look like Sloth. Like, that was, oh my gosh, that is, now I cannot unsee that. That's hilarious.
We'll have to put those together on Instagram.
So guys, I'm thinking the hat may have been from the Orbison's family charter.
Oh yeah.
Where they had the pirate party, but it looked like a random time to pull it out.
So meanwhile, Toomey and Kyle are in Portofino. They're shopping with the guests. This looks so fun. They're eating gelato.
This is definitely on my bucket list. And going to that restaurant, it looks so pretty. And the view was gorgeous.
I really want to go. So Stephanie is complaining about her lack of a cell signal. And I just was thinking, Stephanie, shut the F up. Go buy yourself something expensive in Italian. Jeff says he's counting the hours until he can get back to Ohio.
What brats?
I know. And these two just do not deserve a luxury vacation. And no. Victor, I'm talking directly to you now. Next time, take us. Like, we'll appreciate it and we won't complain about anything.
We'll help. Like,
whatever you need, I'll carry your luggage.
We're on it.
So, Toomey is slightly worried about Max and Lily doing the pool party together, and rightly so. Watching these two carry the boxes of stuff to the beach club was so painful.
I was worried, especially because they had the timed clock showing like what time it was and like where they were and then where everybody else was. And I'm like, this is not going to happen.
No.
Yeah.
So one of the guests before they leave, they say that the beach club is probably a shipyard. And after that tour that they went on of the industrial port, I don't blame them.
So when they get there, they walk in and they kept saying it was like Panama's Beach, Spring Break, or Palm Beach or something like that.
Yeah.
They're just going to say very Panama Beach, very Panama Beach. I'm like, yeah, it's like MTV's, you know, Spring Break.
Yeah, totally. So I loved Max reading the directions for the foam thingy in French. He spoke so fast. And he can't get it to do much. And the guests, Toomey and Kyle, arrive to halfway blown up floats, no music, a foam machine that is just like spitting out some suds, and it's totally lame. What we really needed was Natalia to set up this party.
Yeah.
Oh, and then Lily hands the guests these blue shots that look like Listerine.
The blue shots are back, baby. Love it. Even the guests were like, what is this? It's blue flavor, of course. Like, come on.
It's blue. So Kyle says that Max and Lily spent hours organizing this foam party where there is no foam and no party.
It was dreadful. Like, I was embarrassed for them.
I was too.
Yeah.
It was terrible. So Toomey has Lily distract the guests with some pool games, and Kyle gets to work on this foam machine. Finally, they add another thing of whatever makes the soap, and the foam gets going. And it does look pretty fun.
Kyle yells, best foam party ever. I mean, he really did save the event. And now I want a foam machine.
Definitely. I could see like wanting to do this. I like, it made me think of the Below Deck OG with charter guest Steve, who yells more foam bosun. And I like when they did the foam parties like on the boat.
Yeah.
Side note, I want to do an Instagram post of the most memorable charter guests across like the whole franchise.
Oh, fun.
So listeners, send us your favorites and we'll put something together. Okay, so back to the boat. Jess has set a beautiful table for dinner. Jack has prepared a lot of food for the surf and turf night.
He just kept saying, I want them to be like, this is too much food. This is too much.
Yeah, he said he wanted them to ask for doggy bags. And he said something about like pulling out a drawer full of steak or something.
Open the drawers. There's food everywhere. Steaks in the drawers. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So we have another awkward moment with Jeff and Stephanie. Someone asks him where his suit is from, and he kind of pauses, and then he says, a vintage store. And then Stephanie chimes in. He has no clothes. We live in an apartment, and he has to go to the rummage sale. And he's like, shut up.
Yeah.
These people are so odd.
Well, why would she do that to him? Like, there's,
I don't know.
I mean, it looked like a vintage suit. Like, he could have easily got away with just say, you know, and just let it go. But they are very odd. And from what I understand, this is not an act. They are truly like this every day. I do have insider information.
Yeah, maybe we should talk about this now. So we had said we wanted to reach out to our Columbus friends to see if anybody knew these charter guests. And I don't know how much you can say, Kelly, but it turns out you know somebody who knows these Jeff and Stephanie.
Yes, I will. I got very interesting text messages on Monday as it was airing, asking if I was watching, and I was quite impressed that this person was watching. So, I was told that this is not an act. They are like this every day, and in fact, they are much worse. So, I won't say who told me, and I won't. Other than that, they know them well enough. We'll just say that they know them well.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so oh, too much. The things you've told me. Okay, So Jack comes out and the guests give him a standing ovation. They loved the dinner.
It was well deserved. And I really was like, my heart was so happy that they did that for him.
Yeah, that was nice. Yeah. And Natalia texts Luca that she just landed in Genoa.
I thought she was already there.
I know. I did too. I'm kind of confused because, like, was she there the whole time? Or did she, like, leave and come back? Certainly she didn't fly all the way home to Australia. I don't know exactly.
And then to conveniently be there at the end of the charter. Yeah, it's
probably only been a couple weeks, right? Probably since she left. I mean, it makes sense that she would just kind of hang out. She probably has friends.
Yeah.
Around. Yeah. So anyway. Okay. The next day, Laura's feeling better. She's going to come back after the guests depart.
Yay.
Katie Flood is texting Luca and he's really balancing a lot of women right now.
How is he keeping them straight? It's like using AOL Instant Messenger and having like all the chat windows open and you're like, who am I talking to? Who did that ding come from? Well, you know, whatever. Like, how is he keeping them straight? And how is he not like letting it slip? I don't know. And everybody knows, though. So it's
Sees him on his phone.
Yeah.
So weird. Kyle tells Toomey that Luke has been texting Katie Flood, heart emojis, etc. And he doesn't have any plans to tell Jess. He says that he will stay out of it, but he will gossip about it because it's who he is at his core.
And Kyle, that is why we love you.
Aren't we all like that? We love to gossip.
Yes. We do a podcast over it.
Right. So guest departure. Victor, please come back.
Yes.
Leave Stephanie and Jeff next time.
Yes. We'll be available. So come get, let us know.
So Laura is back and Kyle tells Laura about Luca texting Katie Flood. And Jess is listening right outside the laundry room door. And Kyle is then forced to tell her. And she's like, WTF, why would he want to stay in a hotel with me after this?
Yeah.
And she said, if he wants to play games, I can play games too.
And the games shall begin. May the odds be ever in your favor.
So the final tip meeting. Sandy compliments Toomey on her leadership. Jack for always being so positive every time people come in the galley.
Absolutely.
And she tells Luca he definitely belongs on the bridge and not in the engine room.
Yeah.
The tip's only $15,000. Totally get that. I mean, they didn't get to go anywhere. And that brings the total for each person. They made almost $15,000 each in tips this season.
Can you imagine?
No.
That sounds so great.
So crew is getting ready to go out. And Luca says something to Jess about, you know, when we go to France. And she says, oh, yeah, I'm not going with you. I'm going home.
All right.
And she is planning to get some revenge on Luca tonight.
And his response to her was like, okay.
Yeah.
He doesn't even try and convince her to come.
And all he has two backups.
Yeah. And I'm like, red flag, red flag.
Yeah.
Like he's number 20, all right, fine. Red flag.
Yeah. So Sandy goes to dinner with them. Jess is drinking tequila in the van. It's going to be one of those nights.
She's drinking it like it's water too. Like she doesn't even flinch after she drinks it.
No.
I'm unsure of how she was still upright. As the night went on, that was pretty impressive.
I don't know. It was. Unlike Lily. So the restaurant is in this palace from the 15th century. Super cool. The food looks incredible.
Yes.
And of course, Luca is texting and Jess says, can you please stop talking to your other girlfriends?
Ouch.
She's on to you. Yeah. So at this point, Sandy departs and Kyle gets wind that Natalia is going to be joining them at the club. And Kyle's upset that no one told him, especially Laura. He's feeling anxious, and Toomey really tries to calm him down.
I'm sad that Nat makes him so anxious. I really am, but I just kept thinking, like, stay far away from each other. Stay away from each other or go home. Like,
yeah, they're pretty toxic for each other.
Yeah.
So off to the club, lots of drinking, and then here comes Natalia. I really liked the ominous music that they played as she marched in.
And her heels, like, clacking. On the ground, like a teacher in the hallway, like she's coming after someone.
Yes, she was. So Jess sets about trying to find some boys, and it doesn't take long before she's making out with a boy who looks like he's 16 years old.
You go, girl. Get some.
Yeah. So now Luca and Natalia are making out, and Lily and Max are on the beach. She's running down the beach. She falls. Everyone is just so sloppy drunk. And then I think Lily and Max are kissing at the bar.
And you're seeing everything of Lily.
What was the outfit?
I don't know. Well, and I, you know, was it shredded? Did it look, have the shredded look before she got like went and fell on the rocks, or did it get more shredded as the night went on? I have questions and concerns.
Yeah, definitely things were moving out of place of where they needed to be. But yeah, it looked like a wild animal had shredded her outfit.
Yeah.
So Natalia sits down to talk to Kyle, and she tells him she's also been feeling anxious about them not getting along. And he apologizes, you know, for what he said to her, and tells her whenever she's ready, he wants to be friends again. They hug, and he feels at least some kind of sense of closure.
What'd you think about this?
I mean, as we know, based on things that happened at BravoCon, this is not the end of drama between these two. I mean, it's always going to be a tumultuous relationship, don't you think?
One, I think it was kind of low that she decided to say all of this to them while they've been out drinking.
Yeah.
But, you know, after BravoCon and everything and the big blow up on the show, I don't know. I mean, it's...
On again, off again.
Yeah.
These two. So back to the boat. In the van, Lily and Max are making out. And Max asks Lily and Jack if he can kiss Jess to make Luca jealous. And Lily says she doesn't care.
Lily's not sure where she is at the moment.
No.
So it's fine.
So back at the dock, Lily falls out of the van. That noise she made when she hit the gravel. And ouch. Then I love how she like gives a thumbs up to the driver. No one is helping poor Lily.
She's just there trying to figure out why she can't stand up. Did you notice? She's just like, what is happening? And I think her dress got tangled in her shoes at some point.
It took her a long time to stand up.
Yeah.
So
a little worried.
Max talks to Jess, and Jess asks if he wants to kiss her. Of course he does. But it's not in front of Luca. Luca's like downstairs in his cabin. And wasn't that the goal? And Lily sees them kissing, and Jess says, "Sorry, Lil, he's a good kisser. Just saying." And Max says, "It's true."
What is happening? There's so much face sucking on this episode. It's like insane.
That's what Jack said. He's like, what is happening to this group of people? It's kind of like that one sailing yacht season where that night where everybody was making out.
Yes.
We thought there was something in the water.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Lily is in bad shape. She hurt her leg, and her outfit that's made up of strings falling apart. Meanwhile, Luca pulls Jess into her room and helps her put her PJs on.
Is that what it was? Is that what was happening?
That was at least the cover of what he was doing. Okay. So Laura tries to intervene, and she tells Jess that she has no respect for herself if she goes back to Luca.
Yeah.
And Kyle lays out the facts to Jess. Like, that he's talking to multiple women, and you still want to be with him, and that's your business.
I could not get over this. I was so proud of her for like sticking up to him and like giving it to him. And now, you know, I do think it was the tequila that was helping move along this decision to help her drop anchor with him again. But oh my gosh, like, come on, dude.
Yeah.
Not cool.
So one last dropping anchor session for Luca and Jess.
There was nothing left to the imagination there.
No. Yeah, they still did their little blanket for it, though. And then I kind of was surprised about this. Max pulls Lily into a guest cabin, and it sounds like they also drop anchor.
Okay.
So well, that this was fun. This was an epic final night out. It really was. The next day, Lily can barely walk. Sandy has to make yet another call to a doctor. And I just feel like this season was cursed.
Like, of the women on the boat, the only one to not go to the doctor, I think, was Toomey.
Yeah. You're right.
Sandy went. Haley. Laura. Lily. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, Jess. Oh, Jess went at the very beginning.
Oh, yeah. You're right. For her.
For her hangover. Stomach problems.
Yeah.
So Lily called her injury a UDI.
Yeah, I thought she said UTI at first, and I was like,
I was like, TMI. But a UDI, unidentified drunken injury.
I'd never heard this before.
Love that.
We've all had that.
Yeah.
For sure. The only time I've like sprained or broken anything, I did it in the parking lot at a bar at Bowling Green on the night of Emily's 21st birthday.
Oh, yeah. Epic.
Yeah.
An epic
and it was like, yeah, I woke up in the top bunk the next morning and I was like, oh no. Anyway.
At least you made it back.
I made it back. Yeah. Probably did not need to dance and walk on that all night. What'd you say?
And you made it up to the top bunk too.
I know. I don't know how. So everyone departs one by one. Kyle says a very tearful goodbye to Captain Sandy.
I'm not gonna lie, I may have teared up a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very hard to watch everyone say goodbye. Luca is planning to get together with Natalia once he leaves the boat.
Of course.
No surprise. And
gross.
Alfine, like that's the end.
Wow.
So Kelly, what are your overall thoughts about this season? Like rate it 1 to 10, 10 being the best.
Somewhere between a 7 and an 8.
Yeah. I was going to say like 7.5.
Because I do like, you know, I loved having the two female deckhands.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was great. And I loved how the whole deck crew just worked together very well. And I agree that, you know, we didn't see enough Haley.
Mm-hmm.
She was too fun.
Yeah, we needed more Haley.
Yeah.
Love, love, love Laura.
She better come back. That's all I have to say.
Like, I know.
I will start a letter writing campaign for that too, along with the Bath and Body Works. We're going to get this going.
Yeah, you better get on that. I don't know about you, but I feel like this is Kyle's last season.
Yeah.
What do you think? He got so much hate. Lots of people do not want to see him again. As much as we love him, I just don't know that he's going to be back. I could see him being on Galley Talk if they continue that show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But no, I think you're right. I think, this was too much for him this season.
Yeah. Or maybe he would fill in or I don't know.
Yeah. I would love to see Kyle back. And he's always been a huge supporter of us and our show. And he's a really great guy. But he just.
Yeah. This was not a good season for him. He just wasn't in the right headspace mentally. And he definitely didn't need to be paired up with Natalia.
No. Especially since they had history.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to see Toomey again. I don't want this to be her only season as a Chiefs stew. I'd love to see her again.
Bring her back.
I doubt they'd bring Max back, but man, that was fun.
He was a good time.
Yeah.
And speaking of which, this is our last time for doing our segment Metaphors with Max.
Okay, I'm a Teletubbies, you know Teletubbies.
Okay, Kelly, which one of these Max quotes was your favorite this week?
Okay.
One. The foam is not taking. It looked like cheesecake of 5-day-old. Like, wow, disaster. Where is the exit? 2. Please, not now. Please, not never. 3. We are both a great team of Avenger, me and Lily. It's my bromance, not my romance. We have this naked friendship chemistry. And 4. We are like kings tonight.
Oh. I like the third one. We have this naked friendship chemistry.
Yeah.
Oh, too fun.
I will miss Max. I will miss that segment.
Absolutely.
Well, let's take a quick break and we'll come back with Hot Tub Convo.
Hi, this is Lily from Below Deck Med, and you're listening to the Above Deck podcast with Sarah and Kelly. Enjoy.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Around the new year, many of us are thinking about resolutions and striving to be the best version of ourselves. Kelly, you and I have big plans for 2024. Therapy can help us define exactly what it is that we want and help us to actually accomplish those goals.
BetterHelp makes starting therapy easier and less intimidating for a lot of people. It lets you have therapy sessions as a phone call, video chat, or even messaging, whatever is most comfortable for you. Click the link in our description. It's betterhelp.com/abovedeck. That's betterhelp.com/abovedeck. Clicking that link helps support this podcast, but it also gets you 10% off your first month of BetterHelp.
You'll be matched with a therapist in most cases within 48 hours. If you feel like your therapist isn't a great fit for any reason, no worries. You can switch therapists with just the click of a button at no additional cost.
Join the over 4 million people who have used BetterHelp to start living a healthier, happier life. Click the link in the description or visit betterhelp.com/abovedeck. Thank you again, BetterHelp, for supporting this podcast. It's time for Hot Tub Combo, where we discuss what's happening with our favorite Below Deck cast members.
So next Sunday, January 28th, from 12 to 2 at Republic in Charleston, Chef Dave from Below Deck Med last season will be there for a book signing and a meet and greet. It's their Sunday Fun Day event. So definitely come. I will be there. You can meet Chef Dave, get a signed copy of his new recipe book called Salted, and party with your favorite Bravo TV Below Deck friends.
So Luca and Jack were on Watch What Happens Live last week. Luca is still in Antigua, and Jack was in Austria on a ski holiday.
Wow.
Andy played this shady game asking Luca questions like, would you rather style about Natalia, Katie Flood, and Jess? Mm-hmm. And Luca said he would not want to bring Jess home to meet his parents. And Andy was like, wow. But he said it's because they didn't have any chemistry. I mean, there had to be some chemistry there, right?
I mean, okay, well, whatever.
She said she agrees that they didn't have chemistry. I guess. Boat chemistry is different than other chemistry. So it seems like Katie Flood is really his number one choice out of those three based on how he answered the questions.
Okay.
Also, he said he probably would not have hooked up with Jess had Natalia stayed on the boat. I know.
Oh, that's just rude.
It is. But also think back to like the end of things with Natalia when she was still on the boat. He was very hot and cold with her. He was kind of like done with her.
Yeah.
So I think he's forgetting how he felt at that time. I don't know. Luca,
you something are shiny, something shiny. Just
yeah. F boy.
Yep.
So he was asked who from Down Under would he not want to work with again? And he said Culver. I know.
Why?
I wanted to hear like that elaborated upon.
Yeah.
Wow. A fan asked Jack if he knew about Max's dietary restrictions, and he said yes, he did, but they changed every day. Yeah.
Right on. And you know what? I believe Jack. I believe him wholeheartedly on that.
Yeah.
So did you catch Chase's last YouTube video?
I did. I watched it last night.
It's so this is the one where they bring the boat back from Fort Lauderdale to Charleston. Mm-hmm. It's really exciting. And they had a lot of engine troubles. And one day they were just adrift in the Gulf Stream. That had to be a little scary.
So scary.
So everyone go watch Chasing Grace on the it's a YouTube channel. Chasing Grace.
Yeah, it's a good episode. So I saw on Instagram that Max is involved with an online hypnotherapy business. Did you see this?
I saw it. I was so confused. I'm like, this can't be Max. Like, he doesn't know that they're using him. That's got to be what it is.
I don't know. Sounds like he's a hypnotherapist. I don't know. I didn't dive into this anymore, but stay tuned. If I find out more, I will report back.
Love it.
Yeah.
So in Below Deck baby news, Jess, the chef from Below Deck Adventure, is expecting a baby girl. And Julia from Below Deck Med and Galley Talk just had a baby boy. And I think Faye just had a baby.
Yeah, I think it's been a few months, but yeah.
Okay.
She has a baby girl, I think, right?
I think that's why she never wanted to talk to us, because there'd be a baby in the background.
maybe.
I got
you. She kept it a secret. So we have some listener comments. At Michelle Jones 6600 writes, Orbis. Oh, I had asked, like, what were people's favorite charter guests this season? Who are your favorite cast members? Blah, blah. So she said, Orbison's for best charter.
Yes.
Agree. Definitely. Laura for MVP. And then she said, it's been, so I'm not sure what exactly that means. At Specs Durka and at... Oh, S-A-D-Z-Z, I don't know, Sadaloo 2, said Laura was the best thing about this season, along with Max and Jack. And they said they were forcing, this person also said they were kind of forcing themselves to finish the season, and it hasn't been that enjoyable.
Yeah.
I agree. It's not my favorite. It wasn't my favorite.
No.
I don't think I rated it. I would say, I did, like a 7.5. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's entertaining, but
yeah.
At DinaJ1018 said she thought the season was just okay. Kyle was a little obnoxious. Nat was too sensitive. And Toomey did do a good job with guest experience. And I agree with that. I think Toomey did a great job.
I do too. She did really, really well.
It's time for our segment, Join Me in the Wheelhouse, where we decide who needs to see Captain Sandy for a stern talking to. Kelly, one last time, who do you vote for?
Okay, I have a couple.
Okay.
So I choose Stephanie for calling Jeff out on his weird outfit and not having any clothes, apparently. And then I also call out Natalia. She's a little dirty. Like, she just played a little dirty.
Mm-hmm.
And she knew what she was doing, so... and Luca, because he's a Scorpio.
Yeah, definitely. And in general, everybody for drinking way too much and making some questionable decisions.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, Kelly, we need to start brainstorming for our Stefan Med recap episode. So we have to think back what happened. I'm guessing there won't be an episode next week because, well, unless they do a reunion, which I haven't heard. Oh,
that'd be exciting.
I don't know. I don't know that they're going to do one. But Below Deck OG doesn't start until early February. So I don't know.
Are we going to get a week off?
Maybe. Maybe we'll just do our recap episode. I don't know. We'll talk.
Cheers.
That's it for this week's episode of Above Deck. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google Podcasts, and please tell a friend. And rate and review us 5 stars only.
Please follow us on Instagram at Above Deck Pod. You can email or leave us a voice memo at AboveDeckPod@gmail.com. Until next week, I'm Kelly Busby.
And I'm Sarah Goldman. Thanks for joining us.
A Hurrdat Media production.
You can always watch us on the Hurrdat Media YouTube channel. YouTube.